You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Welcome to another episode of the Best Practices Podcast Show. My name is Kirk Barron. I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining us. You are listening to the number one podcast for dental practice owners, where I come to you every single week to bring you the best experts in dentistry to give you proven practical tips, tools, and advice on how to grow a successful dental practice. Now, if you're joining us for the first time, I want to do two things. I want to congratulate you for being here and showing up to an incredible community. And then the second thing I want to do is welcome you to an incredible learning resource. I'm going to continuously ask you to show up, where we're going to show up also, and every week bring you a brand new expert. I also would encourage you to subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it be Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, so that you get the best tips every single week. And lastly, we take a lot of show notes here. So after we're done with the show, we're going to break this down, put it into a whole series of notes, downloads, clicks, and you're going to see Curtis is going to give us some great information. You'll have links to all of that. And he works for a great company called Dental Intel. You'll see all the insight and where to find out more if you go to that particular page. All of the best practices shows are always the show number, and it's actdental.com/the actual episode show number. So here's what I want to start. I want to start, Curtis, you and I have been friends for a long time. You have been an incredible advocate for great dentistry all over the place. And you guys changed our lives years ago by coming in and giving us a data analytics platform called Dental Intel, which we use for all of our clients and coaching them. It gives us great insight. But I want to start with one thing first. I want people to know your story. You and I, actually more you than I, you know, started a couple months ago with a whole brand new venture. When the pandemic hit dentistry, you said, you know what we should do? We should do some education. I'm like, game on, buddy. But I want people to know your story. If they weren't on the COVID Dental Relief Conference, who is Curtis Marshall and who is Dental Intel? And then we're going to be talking about the storm that's coming ahead and how to stay away from that.
Yeah. Well, Kirk, as always, thank you so much for having me on here. It's really cool to see you. The fact that I'm in Utah and that you're over in Wisconsin, it's really great that we can have this technology too, to be able to help the industry. And yeah, that's what I really like to say is, for myself, I graduated in communications. I wanted to get into marketing. I love working with people. And when I got married, I married into a dental family. And they recruited me to be a treatment coordinator / office manager / marketing person. I helped them all do it all. We took the office from doing $1 million a year to doing over $7 million a year. And it was so fun. One thing that I really enjoyed was when I would go to Walmart or somewhere out in the, this was pre-COVID obviously, but when I go somewhere, the patients that I would see would come and run and give me a hug. Like, there's so much that you do in dentistry to help the public and other people, right, that I wanted to really take that and move forward even more. So unfortunately, when I outgrew my shorts over there at the dental office, helped grow this company called Dental Intelligence to help the industry take better care of patients. And that's why, Kirk, I think we get along so well, because the very first time I remember seeing you, your whole concept, your little videos that you used to make, was to help the patient, right? Is, hey, you need to know how to take care of the patients. If you take care of the patients right, take care of you, and then you can, everything rolls around. And that's why we did the COVID. That's why we did the whole COVID experience webinar, is to help out the industry, not just ourselves or not just somebody else, but this industry is amazing. And I'm so glad and so grateful that I'm in it and that I get to know you in it as well.
Yeah. Well, you and I share the same sentiments. I mean, we walked into a very noble profession. This industry is awesome. If there's one thing you saw the best of people when the industry was under attack or we were fearful or uncertain. And it was just so cool. Education brought us together, kept us together, kept us going through it, kept our brains thinking the right thing. And, you know, you and I are in a relentless pursuit forever just to stay in the education space. And today is a great opportunity, if you're a dentist team member, to see how you can, you know, avoid some of the pitfalls that are ahead. Because I want you to talk about this too. This topic is so important, because when people came back from the pandemic and were allowed to go back to work, you were taking me back behind Dental Intel, showing us where some of the metrics that mattered the most. And we watched it. You watched it. We watched it with clients have some of their biggest months ever. But we also know there's a little bit of a false positive to that. Like, people are producing twice as much as what they normally produce in some cases. But I think everybody gets a sense that that's not going to continue on forever all the time. Is that correct?
Not at that rate, because one reason why we're seeing such high rate is because people are working more. They're working four right, or 5 days instead of 3 days. So we can't, that portion, no. But the productivity of how well you're actually producing, you're performing, absolute. We're seeing people accept more than ever. We're seeing really great things happening. And it's because we're looking at what matters most in the right, dental office. And what matters most is getting the patients to accept all of the treatment, right? I mean, really, if a doctor diagnoses me with three crowns and I accept one, mm-hmm, that's not great. But I need to accept all three crowns to have a healthy mouth. And if COVID didn't teach us any, if it taught us nothing else other than we need to have a better immune system, right, it all starts where? Right here. Right
there.
It all, yep, starts right here. So, but you're absolutely right. It's not going to sustain, mainly because, though, of time being put into it. We can't sustain doing 5-6 days a week as a provider. I mean, every doctor is going to look like this.
Right.
And we can't have that. So,
right. And let's just speak to the reality of this too. You know, a lot of the production that you've probably seen, if you're a dentist and you're listening to this right now, is that work that was ready to go. It was built up, and then you had your greatest patients come back and you were excited to get back. And then also too, you know, there's not a lot of competition for discretionary dollars right now. A lot of you that are listening are still, you know, you don't have mortgage payments. I don't have any vacations booked yet. So, like, you know, and I think the rest of the world is in that place. There will be a point where this all levels out, especially when the kids are able to go back to school, whenever that might be. But let's talk about the tidal wave or the storm ahead that some practices are seeing right now, because the truth of it is we had some downtime where we weren't working the schedule. So speak to it. What is it? What are we going to see? What's on the road ahead for a lot of dentists?
Well, here's one thing that's interesting, is that all production comes from somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And this is really simple, but there's one thing that has to happen before production happens.
What?
We have to diagnose it.
What? What are you saying?
I know. And before that happens.
But I want you to speak about typically how low diagnosis is in the country, because this is a challenge in itself.
Right. And also remember, before diagnostic, they actually have to come into the office. So right. First, we have to get them into the office, which is what we're really going to talk about here in 2 seconds. Right. But you're right. Diagnostic is where all treatment comes from. And it's low. I mean, we're seeing close. In fact, let me give you the averages here. I just have it right here. So diagnostic percentage, we're seeing it close to, on average, 30% of exams get diagnosed with anything.
Okay, now describe that. 30% of exams. Patients that we're seeing today were diagnosed and something was entered into a treatment planner. Is that how you get that number?
Correct. So if they already had something in the treatment planner and you re-diagnosed it, but you didn't update the treatment planner at all, it's not going to count that. I'm right. saying, did you put, they came into an office that 10, you had 10 people come into the dental office for an exam.
Okay.
Three of them are getting something on there, even if the something was a one surface filling.
Okay.
I don't care what it is, or they get a whole cosmetic case. 30% of the 10 exams on average is getting diagnosed.
Okay. And
what is it? Should it be? That's up to the provider. We're not going to say what it is, but it's, to me, that sounds on average fairly low. My right. thought is why? And
right.
Kirk, well, that's the opposite. What do you think?
Yeah, that's my first question is, what's your hypothesis on why it's so low? I mean,
I have you mine, and I can, but that's a
well. That's you shoot first. You shoot first, and I'll ponder second. How's that?
I think it's so absolutely. That's easy. I'd love to share my personal thoughts. This is Curtis speaking here, right? So, dentists are humans. We have a lot of stuff going on, right? Mm-hmm. We woke up this morning. Starbucks line was too long, so we went straight to the office. And when we got to the office, everybody there was on their cell phones, and there's things that happen. So when I have patients come in, am I 100% showing up with those patients? No. We can't realistically say every time we're going to 100% show up for our patients.
Right.
So why are we at 30%? I think it's basically, we're not tracking it. We're not looking at it. We think that we're diagnosing a lot, but we don't know. When I was running a practice, the only way to know that 30% that I just spoke about was if I manually did it on an Excel sheet,
right.
Saw Steven, did you diagnose? Yes or no. Saw Jessica, did you diagnose? Right. Yes or no. That's the only way.
Right.
Now, it's 2020, dental intelligence, we can show you just like that. I mean, it's simple, but that's my guess is that.
Yeah. My guess, I'll piggyback right on yours. Exactly right. What gets measured gets improved, but what gets measured and reported on exponentially improves. And so tonight I'm going to coach a baseball game with my son, obviously. And even sixth graders going into seventh grade, they know they got to have one thing. It's called a scoreboard. Or they're just running around the bases hitting the ball. But the kids, it's so cool. Seventh graders, they can manage themselves. You know, if they know the balls and strikes are up there, they know how many runs are behind, they can improve their performance. You know, inning over inning to end the game with a win. But without a scoreboard, they're asking the coach every time, how many pitches, how many strikes, how many outs? Well, I have no idea how to improve anything. And strategically, they know how to run the bases. They know when there's one out, they know there's two outs, and they know that they got to run if there's two outs and the ball gets hit at any circumstance. It's no different for human beings in a dental practice. That's number one. Number two, I would add this. People that were going back to work were just so busy. I mean, they were running full speed. They were exhausted, doing, you know, a lot of new stuff on and new stuff off. So diagnosis naturally falls when you're too busy running from op to op to op. You're not future focused. And so I think it's really one of those important things, Curtis, is that as we get back, like start to get back to the things that matter. We watched a lot of people in the pandemic forget some of the easy things, like even when it came to financial arrangements, pit stops with patients, you know. So I'm right on, I'm tracking you, buddy. And so diagnosis is critically important.
You nailed it. And I'm just going to really reiterate the fact that it's not the fault of the dentist either.
Right.
This is human behavior. We need to know where you're at, though. We need to know what's happening. I mean, I showed the diagnostic numbers to my brother-in-law. I've got two brother-in-laws, so I'm not going to say which one told me this, but I showed him his number and he goes, that makes sense.
Right.
Because look at this patient right here, Curtis. I'm like, yeah. when this patient came in, I had two patients that were numb in the back, and I had another exam that I was supposed to go to. So when I saw this patient, I was like, I know you always come in the office, and you're a great patient. I sure, you know, you live close to me. There's something that I possibly should say. It's a
right.
Surface three, surface family. Hygienist, this is a watch. Tooth number three is a watch. And he goes, I didn't diagnose it. And I consciously did it, but not realizing it at the same time. And it all goes back to human behavior. We need to know what you're diagnosing. And it's not to get more dollars. It's to take better care of the patients.
Amen.
That's the reason.
Absolutely. And of course, they're going to start construction right outside my window as soon as we get into this interview, because they're building like crazy here. I'm like, we're in a pandemic, but still the economy is going strong. Now, I want you to talk about what's ahead. And if I'm a young dentist watching this, let's say I'm 32, Curtis, and I'm like, okay, I totally get it. You know, the first thing we're going to ask the 32-year-old dentist is just go ahead and look at the schedule in September and October and November. That's probably going to freak you out a little bit. But what are they going to see if they look ahead to the next couple months?
Well, here's the big thing. In dental offices, for the last 100 years, we haven't looked ahead, right? We open our doors and people come in, and as long as we have the next 2 weeks, 4 weeks scheduled, we're feeling pretty good, right? And there's never been a pandemic in the past, though, like this, except for 1918. But I mean, nothing for us, any of us to remember. But nothing like this where we're actually shut down. Nothing's going on for 2 to 3 months, for depending on where you live, right? Well, here's what happens. We have this really big thing that's going on, and there's going to be a consequence to it. Simple consequences, right?
Right.
If we look at that time frame and shrink it down to a week, right? We refer to that as taking a week off a vacation, right? When we take a week off a vacation in February, we're not going to see that big of a result, of a consequence, I should say, 6 months from now, from February.
Right.
But when we have a full 2 to 3 months off, the consequence or the results of that is what's happening in the future. We do not have patients on the schedule for hygiene. If we don't have patients coming in, we can't diagnose. If we can't diagnose, we can't do treatment.
Right.
So it all starts with getting those people, those butts in the chair, those visits coming in the office, whatever you want to call it. We're seeing super, like 20% of the schedules on average in October. In the month of October, 20% of the schedule is full, where typically it's 80, close to 70, 80%.
Okay. So give me some parameters on this. Restoratively, you're probably going to want to be out 3 to 4 weeks, but in hygiene, you're going to want to have that as full as possible through all of those months. Now, if that's the case, let's say tomorrow, if I'm listening to this podcast tonight, I go into my office tomorrow and I don't have 20%. Curtis, help me out of this. Like, what do I do? Where do I even start?
Well, so I'm going to show this too. I'm going to share my screen real quick. This is right here. Here's where we got the pandemic. You can see the pandemic. I mean, it's simple. It's
right.
That the big cliff, right? And then people start coming back and we're really doing well. Well, this portion, right? This is where we typically reschedule to. So this is January and December and January of 6 months from now. So when we were in the office in June and July, we rescheduled for December and January of the upcoming 6 months, right? That's the level we should be at. There's a hole here. Here's the hole.
Right.
We need to fill it up to that regular level. In order to fill it up to the regular level, there's going to need to be some type of action. We all know that if we're up to that level, so this pink line right here, if we're up to that level, the team is great at filling above that. It's still a lot of time, a lot of effort, but they're great at filling that out. If we're now 2 weeks ahead before time going to start saying, you now need to fill this in addition to the regular, you're going to put way too much torque, way too much tension on those employees, and they're not going to be able to perform. that you're putting them in a bad position if we are not helping your own team members take care of this divot. This divot right here is what we need to be focusing on.
Right.
That makes sense. So we want to get it, fill it up to this pink line so that we can do our regular jobs and fill up the next, within 2 to 3 weeks before that appointments happen, we actually fill those up. But until then, this is the result. This divot is the result of COVID. And it's coming fast. I'm trying to be a lighthouse to everybody and for you and your audience here to be aware. You may already know about it. You may already have a plan, but I'm still being, I want to be a lighthouse to say, this is coming and it's coming fast. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Now you obviously can't just throw this on a team member and say, hey, fix this, because they've got plenty to do. It isn't a one person job. So where would you start as a dentist talking to your team about this? Obviously you're going to need some data.
Okay. So find out where you're at, right? So find out where you're at, how many off appointments do you typically have scheduled in the future? And where is your October, November? Are you in October, November at those months, right? So, hey, first off, where should I be at? What number of appointments, hygiene appointments, should you be at for your office in a month?
Right.
And then where are you at for October, November?
Right.
So one of your team members reached out to me and they said, Curtis, help me out. I'm trying to figure out where that this information is. So I'm going to show you an office here. So right here, we can look at, on average, in this office, we're going to go back to February of 2020. They're seeing, on average, completing 250, scheduling. Boy, these guys have a lot of broken appointments. But that's their reality. It's okay. Right. This is their reality. They need to schedule 330 because they have so many people break that they need to get to here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And you and I have talked about this. We're not looking for perfect. We're just looking for a little progress. So if the number isn't what you typically like to see, or it even freaks you out, just focus on one thing. We're just looking for progress from week to week.
Yep. And it's okay. This is status quo. This is what's happening. When I jump on a scale and I see that I'm at 190, and I tell the scale, no, I'm not. I'm not at 190. Well, yeah, you are. You need to fix that, right? So this is now just saying, this is where you're at. Do you want to fix it or do you like it? Regardless, that's where this office is at. Let's now look at October. Remember, because of COVID, they were shut down. We want to see what their skit. Yes, this is normal. This is common. Unfortunately, it's super sad. They need to be at 300 plus. Where are they at right now?
Very low. You're looking 29.
What if they realize this September, halfway through September, or even the beginning of September?
It's too late. You don't have any countermeasures. You have no way. I mean, all you're in is in a panic mode and probably pretty upset too.
If you keep your normal rate of what you typically do in to fill up your schedule, you're going to get 20% because that's what you're used to. You're used to scheduling a large portion. In fact, let's look at December, because December is a result of what they did in June, right?
Right.
This is where they're typically at. They're typically at 155. That's even low. I think they're only half month of September, January. This is a full month in, that's about right. So they typically schedule 100 to 150, it looks like. That's what they need to schedule to. So then they up it from in this office, they get a whole bunch more. But now if you're able to say your baseline is now 30, which that's where they're at here in October, your baseline is 30. Now you have a whole additional 70 that you need to get it up to. And this is going to be taxing and wearing on your team members. When your patients come in October, when they're taxed and worn out, they're not going to be able to provide great service because they're humans. They're not going to be able to provide the same amount of service to their patients.
Right. And this is where you can get really smart and creative as a team. And I don't want to really jump ahead, but I also could see the number of unscheduled active patients all the right, which is 1,875 patients. Now, those are patients you've seen in the schedule or seen in your practice the last 18 months that aren't scheduled for any type of an appointment. You can also start to get, you know, when we talk about creative, you can let go of the old things that have been holding you back. Like one of the worst things to do is subscribe to the 7 most expensive words in business, which is that's the way we've always done it. And now you're not booking patients to 6 months out. Some of these patients could be seen on tighter recare schedules. I mean, you could have some of these perio patients come back on tighter intervals. You have the time to be able to do it. But the important piece is you've got to know the data. And so, Curtis, are you recommending for a lot of the offices that use Dental Intel that they have a champion who's responsible for getting this number from 29 to where it needs to be or getting it up? So give me an idea how you would do this.
Yeah. So once again, if you do have Dental Intel, go to, find out how many scheduled appointments you should have in the future, and then go to October, November, find out by going to the performance board, changing the month, find out how many you have. So November, they look pretty good. But once again, October, this office, that there's needs to be an action to be done. First, find that out. If you don't have Dental Intel, feel free. If you reach out to my team, I'll give you this number at no charge. We won't even charge you. You just say, hey, I want to know how many hygiene visits I have scheduled. What's my average and what I have in October? I'll give it to you. We'll do a quick sync and we'll give it to you. Or do it manually. I don't care. Find out where you're at. That's the first. Second is, and this is what you always speak on, as far as once you know what to do, what's your action? What is your, or even options? So what would you say, Kirk, if in order to right now to help fill my October schedule, what are some options that we could do?
Yeah, number one is, again, if you're listening to this, we can certainly find out the number. Curtis will help you with the number. But then you got to come up with a plan. And that's where we'll all work together and help you with the plan, even if it's a 3-step plan. But number one is start asking some good questions. Why is it like that? And look for the opportunities. Unscheduled active patients are a huge one. You also have a lot of people that have gone in to see the doctor, but weren't tethered to the practice in a hygiene appointment. You've got perio patients that we could possibly see back on a tighter recall. Here's another one. Like, I've got hours of this stuff. If you ask me another question, about top producing practices, they were extremely diligent about tracking every patient that came out of the schedule. So if they took a patient out of the schedule during the pandemic, they put it on a sheet and they have a whole committee and a champion who's responsible for taking those that were taken out and putting them back in the schedule and reaching out to patients. So there's a whole bunch of things you can do. The worst thing to do is to do nothing and not know this number, because the storm will come, but you can certainly navigate through this. We've had people that are projecting right now, now this is the first week of August, that they're actually gonna end up with a higher projected production number than they were prior to the pandemic for 2020, because they're so cognizant of the numbers. Now, it's not always about the numbers, but you do need to know your numbers, and not knowing your numbers has circumstances.
Kirk, you're absolutely right. And by the way, if you want, you know, that really proactive office that you talked about?
Right.
If you want to know who those patients are, that we call them abandoned patients, COVID abandoned patient appointments, this too, I'll give you guys a note. Once again, I'll download this and give it to anybody they want. If you have Dental Intel, just click on this right here, popular searches, and it shows you all the patients for that office. So this office only has 11, but it shows you exactly who they are. So
that's awesome.
I want to get, especially right now, we want people to know where they're at. Feel free. We'll love to give that to you. But something really interesting you said there is bounce being better this year than we were last year. We've had multiple offices reach out to us, Kirk, because they're looking at this data. They've already, on August 1st, they were at the same amount or more production than they were August 1st of 2019, because they're paying attention and focusing to it. This issue, I want to fix it. They're now going to have a better year. 2020 will be their best year ever, even with taking off 2 months during COVID.
Yeah,
because they know where they're at.
Yeah. And I'll say this in the nice way. I was listening to another podcast from one of my favorites this morning, and they used a different word, but we don't use that word around here. But he said there are two types of businesses post COVID, you know, ones that are kicking butt and ones that are getting their butts kicked. And I was like, that's so spot on, because that's exactly what we're experiencing in dentistry. Most of the people we talk to are like, I have never produced this much. And then there's a few that are just getting their butts kicked. And here's the cool part. There's always a way to fix a dental practice. There's never a dental practice that any of us ever looks at and goes, oh gosh, I don't know what you guys should do. You can do something. A lot of it though, deals, it starts with actually just telling the truth. You know, all change starts with telling the truth, just getting some good data, finding out what's going on. And there's no question, you and I, if we sat down with somebody, we could come up with a treatment plan of at least 15 things to take a look at and give everybody in the team some responsibility to buy in and help improve the results of the overall circumstance, because nobody likes to be on the other end of a practice that's not doing well. It kills morale, it compromises patient care, all that kind of stuff. Any other thoughts that you have as you look forward to the fall, Curtis, just offices can do?
You mentioned there's some great things. We can reach out to those patients who don't have a future. So once I'm going back to what to do, now that you know, and once again, if you want to know where you're at and what patients were abandoned and how many hygiene appointments, go get it or reach out to my team. I'll just give it to you, right? Find out where you are, what to do. So if I have those 11 patients, for example, that were abandoned during COVID, in some offices, it's multiple hundreds. How are we going to get those offices back, those patients back in? Typically, we've made phone calls. Right. Typically, we've done emails, reached out to them. It takes a lot of time. I've got a great solution. We're now in 2020. We just acquired a software called LocalMed. Do you know anything about that software?
Absolutely. And Adriana, one of our coaches, was sharing with us this week, last week, how easy it is. Now tell us what it is, why it was so important for you guys in the acquisition of a great company like that.
So what it does is, everything now moving forward, when I order an Uber, right? I don't need to call or talk to anybody. I do it and I tell it what time, I tell it what place, I push send, and guess what? The Uber comes.
Right.
If I want to order peanuts, I go on to Amazon or to Walmart, you know? The Walmart, I don't have to talk to anybody. I say, I'm going to be at Walmart at this time, send, right? That's the way everyone's moving.
Right.
Now with LocalMed, we can do that in dental offices. You can send to those 11 patients we just saw, or to 300 patients, send them a text, they click on it, and they can schedule their own appointment automatically, easily, and fill up that gap, that little hole that we are seeing for COVID in October, right? You can get that filled without talking to anyone. It just automatically overnight is filled.
Now, but just tell me why I'd want to do that, because I have somebody at the front that's worked there for 30 years and she likes calling patients. But let's talk about the open rate in texts and the responsive rate of phone calls now more than ever. I mean, I'll help you along the way with this, but it takes a lot of phone calls to get through to somebody and actually get them scheduled. And what we're finding, even in our own business, is just text is so much easier.
Oh, I love it. In fact, even today, you text me, Curtis, you ready to go? Boom, ready to go. Let's do this, right? Texting is so fantastic for so many people. And what we're seeing with texting is that people will respond quicker to text.
Right.
We're seeing that for every 100 phone calls you make, only 20 pick up. Only 20 people actually pick up. Out of the 20 people that say hello, only 10 are actually scheduling. So we're getting 10% of 100 phone calls scheduling.
Right. And that takes a lot of time. No question. And I'm sure everybody that's a team member listening to this that works at the front says, I have no time to give to something like that.
Especially when you're already trying to fill a schedule. If you're up to that pink line that we looked at earlier, if you're, that's what we're already doing. Now you want me to do this extra chunk at the bottom. Doctor, how much more are you going to pay me? And I'm going to be burned out. Me personally, even if the doctor would have paid me more to stick around, I wouldn't want to, because I'm already working really hard. Right.
And let's hope you don't get to that point with a team member, because really a lot of these things could be circumvented. While we could have never planned for how difficult or even that a pandemic would have come, all of us have realized this. You can now certainly control what happens to you in some respects, especially when it comes to the data. And it's just about knowing the numbers first and then engaging your team in a conversation.
Yep. And so that text, you're absolutely right. Making sure that the team is all on board, so important. And making sure they're on board of understanding, hey, look, all you have to do is push this button text. It sends it to 100 patients. And rather than 10 patients scheduling, you now automatically we're seeing 15%+ schedule.
Right. Now, yeah, it's awesome. And then you also, because I was texting you earlier this week, as I often do when I'm like, I just need to get inside the brain of the data scientist here, is you shared with me one other really important metric that's critical in the restorative schedule, and it's same day treatment acceptance. Mm. Now, can you talk about that? Because, you know, while we might be all listening to this going, absolutely, talk about why that's so important right now when it comes to the restorative schedule, same day treatment, and define it, because some people don't even define what same day treatment acceptance is properly.
I love how you, by the way, everybody, Kirk wants everyone to be excelling in every aspect.
I love nothing more than people go, I'm doing really well, I'm good. You know, like, oh my gosh, it's great. And I'm not killing myself to work around the clock. I love that. The reason you and I do this is for the stories. The stories where people go, I'm doing better, I'm doing great. I mean, that's the fuel that keeps us going. So go back,
once you
go
get
back
the
to
visits.
The tree. Okay,
once
go ahead.
You get the visits in, right? So make sure, get your hygiene schedule looking good, because if you're not getting patients coming in, you're not diagnosing them.
Right.
And now we're going to talk about getting accepted, right? Same day treatment ultimately means I presented Kirk, I'm the doctor, I present to you 3 crowns. If you complete those crowns today, or you get it onto the schedule, you actually get those D2740s on the schedule in the future today, the day that I diagnosed you, do you get it on the schedule or you complete it today, that same day acceptance.
Right.
Okay.
Now go one layer deeper, because if mm-hmm. the patient leaves the office, what's the likelihood of them saying yes? That's why same day treatment acceptance is so important.
All right. So
I'm kind of leading the witness here.
You are.
No, but you and I have had these conversations. Keep going.
So the data is crazy on this, right? So when I was in an office and I would say, hey, oh, Jessica, I presented her treatment and she's going to go talk to her husband and she's going to get this done. She knows the importance of it. I educate her everything. She's going to come back, right?
Right.
And she might come back. That's great, right? But I thought that we were getting many more patients to come back to accept. Well, I actually pulled the data, went back a couple years when I was actually in the office and looked at where I was at. Same day acceptance was at 25%.
Wow.
Okay. So which is, you know, it's not great, but you know, I was trying to give my patients the option to schedule when they wanted to. I thought that probably 50% more came back, which would mean 75%, right? I think, hey, most patients, they love me. I'm getting hugs in Walmart. I'm doing everything that I can. I help them out. I walk them out to their car. I open the door when they're coming in. I'm doing all these things for my patients. They're coming back, right? The data showed exactly opposite. So same day was 25%.
Wow.
After that, only 10% more ever came back. So 35% total. This is so common in every practice. We think that patients are coming back more, but they're not. We're only seeing a 10% increase. Wherever your same day treatment is, we're seeing a 10% increase on average. Some offices, they have a great system and they're following up. They've got, but know where you're at. So if I start at 50% same day treatment acceptance, same day acceptance, that means that ultimately I'm only getting 60% acceptance after months.
Yeah. So this is critical. It makes perfect sense. And one other piece that I'll add on this is when we coach offices, don't just put this on yourself as a doctor. This is a great opportunity to chair, you know, partner with one of your chairside assistants or a treatment coordinator, and they push you and challenge you. And a lot of times it's just talking about the dentistry that needs to be done. It's not about hard selling. It's not about any of that. It's just partnering with somebody in your team that knows what this number is, keeps you on the rails, keeps you focused. And again, you know, what gets measured gets improved, but what gets measured and reported on significantly improves. You're going to find you can together have a lot of creative elements on how to make that number more healthy. Now, you and I are going to cover a lot of these topics in the weeks to come. But if I'm a dentist watching this and I don't have any data, or I don't know, I want you to tell them where they can find out more about you, Dental Intel. How does this all work?
Yep, it's super easy. Go to dentalintel.com, request a demo, and when they, my team members will call you. When they call you, just say, hey, I heard from Curtis. I want to get two things. I want to know how many visits I have for October and where I'm at for October. And then I want my abandoned COVID patient list. I'll give those to you at no charge. Reach out to our team. And the action that I'm suggesting is ultimately get a LocalMed, which is an automatic text that schedules your patients without you even talking with them. You fill up that hole as soon as possible, because if we get too close, it's going to be difficult to get them scheduled.
Absolutely. I love it,
that's,
buddy.
That's my suggestion, and feel free. 100%, we want you to know where you're at so you can make a decision.
But that's awesome. And as always, if you're watching or listening, we're going to just continue urge you and continue to encourage you to keep showing up. We're going to give you great tips, thoughtful feedback, tools that you can use so you guys can have a better practice and a better life. Now, Curtis, give us a good word before we say goodnight to everybody. I always love a good word from our guests. Just, you know, if you're a dentist, listen, what would you want to say to them?
You know, the thing that I really want to say is, and we kind of mentioned this over the phone, even though we think a lot of things are important, during this time, during this COVID, we really realized that there's what matters most. What matters most is taking care of yourself, self-improvement, and then your family. I hope everyone out there is finding ways to take care of your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, as well as taking care of your family. If those things are in line, your practice is going to thrive and grow and thrive. And so that's what I'd love to leave with everybody is, take care of yourselves out there. Find out where you're at and improve yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And remind yourself, we can't do this without you. So you got to take care of yourself. Yeah. So that you're best for your team, your patients, your family, everything. And having this data is critically important. You walked into a great profession. You can have a great practice and nothing stands in your way. So if you're struggling, don't feel bad about it. Raise your hand for help. If you're struggling personally, just it's so great that we've got a great community of people around us just to help us whenever we need it. And that's why we're all here. So Curtis, I appreciate you being on here. We're going to cover a whole bunch more stuff. You are the best. And that is it for me. And thank you guys for joining us this week. I'll be back again next week with another amazing episode of the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.